Let us pray.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Welcome to the beginning of the great 3 days. In Jesus' time, the day did not begin at midnight like it does for us in the United States, but at the previous sunset. And we're not quite to sunset yet here, but I think we're meant to take what happens in our gospel passage tonight as happening in the evening. So in that sense, in our story, it is already Friday. We are already in the day, the very beginning of the day of Jesus' passion and death. And the die has already been cast. Judas has already agreed to turn Jesus over. And now they are all in the upper room, even Judas, and Jesus does something that shocks them all the way down to the core. As John put it in our reading tonight, he loved them to the end. Jesus strips off his outer robe. He ties a towel around himself. He pours water into a basin and begins washing the disciples' feet. This is slave-level work. A king, a coming Messiah, would never do this. Are the disciples blindsided? Does it daze them? Does it somehow jeopardize his standing in their eyes? So I imagine Peter, as he waits, as Jesus comes around the table, clenching and unclenching his fists, his breath rattling in his throat. When Jesus approaches, Peter pulls his feet back. Lord, are you going to wash my feet? You do not know what I am doing, but later you will understand. You will never wash my feet. Unless I wash you, you have no share with me. And just like Peter, he replies, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. You got to love Peter. But throughout all of this, I imagine Jesus must ache with the presence of his betrayer. Judas is there. And so we have to imagine what it was like when Jesus approached to wash Judas's feet. Does Jesus falter? Does he grieve? Do Judas's eyes cut him to the quick? Whatever the case, Jesus loves them to the end, even Judas, even his betrayer. So perhaps we should not be surprised to hear what Jesus says at the end of the passage. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. At this, the first service of the great 3 days, we put that command into practice in the way Jesus told us to. In fact, the command to love each other as Jesus loves us is what gives today its name, Maundy Thursday. Maundy from the Latin word mandatum, the Latin word for command. The new commandment isn't to love as we want to be loved. The new commandment is to love like Jesus does, all the way to the end. It is love enough to strip off socks and shoes. It is love enough to bend down and wash each other's feet. It is love enough to go into our world and figuratively wash the feet of the Judases in our lives. It is love enough to love people beyond their actions, beyond their deeds, beyond even what they post on Facebook. It is to love as Jesus loved, as Jesus loves each one of us.
So, fellow servants of our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night before his death, Jesus set an example for his disciples by washing their feet, an act of humble service. He taught that strength and growth in the life of the kingdom of God came not by power, authority, or even miracle, but by such lowly service. Therefore, I invite you, who share in the royal priesthood of Christ, to come forward, that we may recall whose servant we are by following the example of our Master. Come, remembering his admonition that what will be done for us is also to be done by us to others. For a servant is not greater than his master, nor is one who is sent greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Now the altar party will wash each other's feet, and then we'll invite you forward to be washed as well.